With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Walkie-talkies exploded in Lebanon on Wednesday. This comes a day after pagers belonging to terror group Hezbollah members exploded. Many are praising Israel for its ability to micro-target Muslim terrorists who are known for their use of human shields. More than 150 House Democrats voted against a bill that would deport illegal immigrants convicted of a sexual offense or a conspiracy to commit such a crime.
The Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act passed the House along bipartisan lines Wednesday. All present Republicans voted for the bill, as did 51 Democrats. The measure passed 266 to 158. Before the vote, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said all Democrats should support the bill.
But if any Democrat dare vote against it, they're going to have to explain to people back home who are watching this be carried out in every community in America why they would rather stand with illegals than women in their own districts that they represent.
It's part of a wider legislative push by the House GOP to spotlight issues stemming from the border crisis. The bill was sponsored by South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, representatives from the Trump and Harris transition teams met at the White House this week.
For the first time, aides to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris participated in a meeting of the White House Transitioning Coordinating Committee. It was hosted by President Biden's chief of staff. The Presidential Transition Act mandates that the candidate representatives join the committee as advisors to help make plans to smooth the handoff to the next administration. Preparations cover a range of issues, including office space, political appointee vacancies, and memos on agency operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans kill Speaker Mike Johnson's spending bill. Johnson's proposal would have extended funding at current spending levels for the next 6 months to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. This is SRN News. Late-term abortions are happening in this country.
In her recent debate with former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That is not happening." But in Minnesota, home state of her running mate Tim Walz, the Department of Health reports there have been at least 6 reported abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy and 19 cases of babies who were born alive and left to die between 2015 and 2021. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A political committee behind the campaign to pass a constitutional right to abortion in Florida has filed a lawsuit against a state health care agency. The ACLU and Southern Legal Counsel are suing because the Florida's Agency for Health Care Administration is defending the state's current abortion ban. Voters in the state will consider a referendum in November that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution. This is SRN News. Tupperware Brands is filing for bankruptcy. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Remember Tupperware parties? Well, the 1946 company that revolutionized food storage has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, although it says it plans to keep operating and will seek court approval for a sale. Tupperware Brands soared in the mid-century as a way for women to start their own businesses and saw a brief resurgence in the early days of the pandemic, with more customers cooking at home. But in general, sales have been declining since 2018, with rising competition from cheaper brands. There were warning signs. In recent months, the company sought financing to stay afloat and received non-compliance notices for failing to file its annual results with the Security and Exchange Commission. I'm Jennifer King.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will decide whether illegal immigrants can get unemployment benefits. The bill was sent to his desk after passing through the legislature. Critics say people in the state illegally who do not work should not receive taxpayer dollars. More details at srnnews.com.